looking ahead to the Ladies Football All-Ireland quarter-finals tomorrow. Cork taking on Cavan in Birr on Saturday afternoon. And Cork manager Aoife Fitzgerald joins me now to look ahead to this game on the back of your Munster final success. Aoife, it's been a couple of weeks now since you were in competitive action. How's things been going?
Very good. We've trained very hard. I think we've upped our training levels very much. Obviously, we haven't had a competitive match, but we've trained very hard. And, you know, I'm hopeful now that we can bring onto the pitch tomorrow. But obviously, they've had a championship match, Kevin, 2 weeks ago, so that probably be a little bit of an advantage to them. But I think things have been going very well for us in training. So if that's a barometer, then I think things will go well for us.
Good stuff. There's a team named Aoife, and it shows one change from that Munster final starting 15 with Libby Coppinger coming in place of Dearon O'Sullivan, who I understand is injured.
Yeah, Dearon is injured. She hurt her back the week before last, and you know she was touch and go for a while. But you know it's an injury that could develop, so we felt to be best not to play her. So Dearon is a big loss with, obviously, but I think Libby, you know, has been very, very good this year, and she deserves opportunity. She's going well in training, so I think, you know, obviously it's misfortune for Dearon, but it's a good opportunity again for Libby to show what she's made of.
Good stuff. And we saw Libby in the first game against Kerry in the Munster Championship as well, and in her senior debut, she showed up well.
She did. She's a fabulous footballer. I mean, she's young and she has a bit to learn. She knows that herself, but she's very committed to both hurling and camogie and football. So I think she's excited about the challenge ahead of her on Sunday. Obviously, when you get to the All-Ireland level, it's a step up again in standard and that, but we're very confident that she'll be able to do a good job for us.
And it's a busy afternoon for Libby as well, actually, it must be said, with the Camogie, the Intermediates, she'll play with them against Laois in their semi-final on Saturday afternoon after the football.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's very tough to ask any player to play matches of that standard within a couple of hours of each other. But unfortunately, I suppose that's the state of affairs as it is. You know, we had the same situation last year, I think, with Breege and Rena. Mm-hmm. But Libby, you know, she's the type of girl who'll take all that in her stride. And, you know, she's focused on the football. Once that's over, then she'll travel to Nina for the Camogie.
And we wish her personally the best of luck with that challenge tomorrow. But looking at yourselves, Aoife, with this All-Ireland quarter-final against Cavan, you've mentioned that they had a qualifier clash 2 weeks ago. What did you take from that game?
Yeah, I was at the game. I suppose in terms of intensity, it wouldn't have been as high as what the second game would have been, for instance, the Kerry Waterford one. But I would say Cavan were, I wouldn't say they were comfortable, but they always looked like they had the upper hand. Laois lost one of the better players coming up to halftime. I think that was a big blow to them. But we're under no illusions that, I mean, I think we're unbackable favourites with the bookies, and that brings its own, I mean, we've spoken about it, that brings its own problems. So for us, it's getting ourselves mentally right. We haven't really focused a lot on Cavan, to be honest, but we've never played them before, to my knowledge. So it's just a case of getting our own game right. And, you know, if we can get our intensity, quality football that we're capable of playing right, then I think we'll be okay. But it's just that we need to match Cavan's intensity, because they're going out there, they have nothing to lose. And they'll be giving it their all, and I'm sure their intensity will be far higher than it was in the game against Laois, where they were favourites.
Mm. And you know, it's a potential banana skin, I suppose. But reading up on Mary White, the all-knowing Mary White, in her preview of this game, she mentioned the fact that at this very juncture, after Cork's last five in a row, this was the quarter final that they got beaten in that I suppose that blip in their serious championship record. So there'll be a lot of players in your side, Aoife, that will remember that and not let it happen again.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have an awful lot of experience. I think, you know, the spine of the team with, you know, Breed and Deirdre Riley and Breed and Rena, you know, they've been driving at home for the last couple of weeks that this is our All-Ireland final, really. I mean, it stops after Saturday if we don't win. So, like, our total focus, and it genuinely has been on the next game, which is the Cavan one. So we're not thinking ahead of, you know, of semi-finals or otherwise. We're focusing solely on Sunday. And I've been, you know, most of my talk during the week and last week has been on getting ourselves right. And especially the mental side of it. I mean, we're flying fit. You know, with an awful lot of football work done. So that aspect of it, I'm not a bit worried about. But it's just getting that mental side of it right, that we're focusing this, you know, on our intensity levels need to be at the level it be when we're playing Dublin or Kerry or Mayo or any of the the top teams.
It's a 12:30 start then in Bury Fee, an early start, but you're travelling up on Saturday morning.
Yeah, well, we tried with the idea of going the night before, but the girls were more comfortable to go on the day. Now, I travelled to Burt to see the Kevin Leash match and travel at the pace a bus would go. So it's roughly, it's 2.25 maybe hour journey. So it's not too bad. We'll stop for food and care on the way up. It'll be an early start for us. Certainly we leave just before 8. But if the girls are more comfortable sleeping in their beds, then that's fair enough with me. But, you know, we'll have plenty of time, I think, when we get up to stretch and to make sure that we're, you know, physically that we're okay before the start of the game. But I don't think it's ideal having games that are that importance at 12:30 in the morning, you know, whether that's for television purposes or whatever, I'm not so sure. But it certainly isn't ideal in terms of the travel arrangements. But, you know, it was Kevin, it's the same for Kevin. So we'll just get on with it.
Indeed. Well, look, Aoife, the very best of luck to you tomorrow afternoon, Cork against Cavan in the All-Ireland Championship quarter-finals. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks very much, Lisa.